Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
And the Beast Podcast.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yo.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax.
And we're back as always. What's going on, Wax?
You're back again. Yeah, a lot of great things are happening.
Like what?
God is great. God woke me up this morning.
I know that's right. Praise him.
Mine, you know, gave me use to my limbs. I think that's where everybody needs to wake up every single morning and pray before you do anything.
Well, did you pray to him to be on time because you were late?
Listen, spirits. And you know what? You know the only reason why I don't want to kill spirit because it's like so much of God. It's like, yo, I'm over here saying F spirit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, am I saying that to God? I'm over the Uber like, damn, I'm saying fuck God because I'm always saying fuck spirit. But spirit fucked me up this morning. My first time I ever went to spirit and they fucked me up.
Typical man when it's your own fault, but you're blaming the airline.
I fly every single
You were late
week.
To the, you
yes,
were late.
I was. Okay, and that's I apologize, it. But you
On
know,
an Easter weekend.
I didn't even know it was Easter. My days is just another day for me. Like right now, I'm just not focused on
I thought
Monday
you was holy
Friday.
At, We're not going to let you finish all that.
What's up?
You supposed to be the holy chosen one.
Amen.
Right? Yes, you ma'am. Ain't get, it's not given. How you forget Easter?
I know. I feel bad too.
You should.
Like even last week, it was Palm Sunday. You know what I'm saying? I miss church and everything.
Come on now.
I didn't even know it was Sunday.
You're not as bad as my homegirl. It was like, I'm like, I'm coming in on Thursday. She was like, Good Friday. And I was like, Thursday. She said, Good Friday. I was like, yeah, because Thursday is Good Friday. She was like, I'm like, why the fuck would it be a Friday in it if it's on Thursday? She was like, oh, shit, I ain't even realize what I was saying.
Sometimes people just don't be paying attention. I be having so much things in my mind. And people might be thinking I'm dumb. But I really be over here.
But you really are.
I'd be over, yeah. But I'd be over here though, and then we'd be talking. I'd be answering the question I'm thinking about, and then you know, so it's not really dumb. So I understand. She's probably thinking about Good Friday.
She was, but she said it was Thursday. So she just as dumb as you.
Nah,
she's not dumb. She had a blind moment. You're dumb.
I have a blind moment too. You know what I'm saying? I'd be having blind moments.
Bald moments. That's different. Different. Totally different. All right. So y'all know what it is.
Yes.
We give y'all some good words. You
Always.
Know? People go through things. Shit. We all go through some things. And sometimes we need a little bit of advice. And
Always.
We love to help y'all out. Mm-hmm. So if y'all want to hit us up, all you got to do is slide into our DMs.
At Bully and the Beast Podcast. Euro.
I'm actually surprised that you said it right because we did like a little promo today.
Yeah,
and you said the number. We haven't had anybody call the number in
and
quite
I don't
some
like
time.
That. Where the fuck y'all at? We want to hear what the fuck y'all got going on, too.
Is the number still on?
I hope not because damn, I know that voicemail is backed up probably.
Damn, do you even have the code? Damn, man. We struggling over here on the Bully and the Beast Podcast. We may got to.
Did we call for a couple
of
people?
We said we was going to hire somebody. You know what happened? Saying? Chris?
I got a couple of DMs and all that, though.
You have someone? I think we need somebody. Somebody did hit me up, too. You can't be crazy, though. Like, we need somebody that really know how to do it.
Yeah. I don't want you. We don't need y'all just to want to come fuck with us. No,
you need a resume, nigga. And I'm checking that shit. Not like one of the ones that you just added on there, like, I know Excel. You don't know none of that shit. I know Microsoft Word, yeah, and I worked at a nurse's office. No, yeah, we don't want to see that shit. I want to see some real fucking references.
Yeah, let's see what the fuck you got going. It might have to come from somewhere or we've seen that or we know you actually do the work. Because you, like she said, we need the help.
Everybody be asking for a fucking opportunity, but they don't do no goddamn work. About to give advice. This is the advice I want to give really quickly. So I've been noticing that I've been hiring people to do certain things, yes, right? Thinking like, well, if I hire them outsource-wise, it's going to come quicker. No, these motherfuckers do the same shit.
They're all the same shit. And I'm tired of people saying, you can go get the Mexicans. Go get the Mexicans.
Yo, somebody just told my homegirl
they do the exact same shit. Everybody trying to get over. Everybody trying to get more money for less time. You know what I'm saying? And they got more kids than us. So what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers need to have some more time than fucking little Kenny. I found a Mexican dude was named Kenny. I was real surprised.
I don't want to say anything because Kelly Osbourne got canceled when she said something on the View for it. You didn't hear it?
No.
When she was like, Donald Trump, what are you going to do when you need your toilet cleaned?
Listen,
so he was trying to get rid of the Mexicans. She's wilding.
Now, we need everybody. We need Mexicans. We need white people. We need black people. We need Asians. It makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody,
we are the world.
Everybody got their pluses. You know what I'm saying? Like right
plus
now.
Sizes.
So you down the street and some dudes trying to holler at you. You see two black dudes or two Asian dudes. Who you gonna holler at?
The black dude.
That's what I'm saying. Now if you need something with cameras or something like that, you're gonna go holler at the fucking Asian dude.
Oh yeah, nah, they're not coming in the crib. Two niggas? Hell nah.
I'm just saying, like,
how many guns
things
do I have?
Yeah, certain things.
That's fucked up. But let's be real.
Yeah,
When it comes to things in your crib, if a nigga's coming to install your shit, two niggas, you letting them niggas just all up in
especially if you got herbs somewhere. I'm like, nah, yo, somebody was pitching off my herbs.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
Somebody drank a beer.
My homegirl was telling me that she had the movers bring some shit in.
Yeah.
She was moving into a house and she had a jar with some weed, but she was like, it was some bullshit ass weed that she had for mad long.
Yeah.
She said she was looking for that shit later on down the line, months later, because she was like, I ain't have shit. So I was like, fuck it, where's that whack ass weed?
She said
that shit was gone. She's like, the movers got me for my motherfucking shit. Because it was still where the boxes were.
Yeah.
So they seen the shit and they housed her on that shit. I'm not letting no niggas up in my... Last time I did that, the cable nigga put a hole in my wall and ran out with my bottle of liquor.
Now you can't trust me. You got to watch yourself. Who's who?
He took my bottle of liquor, the cable guy. I didn't pay attention. I was like, where's my liquor?
Yeah, you got to see a nigga smoke or drink. You know what I'm saying? If you a smoker, I don't want you doing no work in my house.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Because that's what I'm saying. We need to have a little bit more of like, I drink, I smoke. I don't mind. As long as you get the work done, I don't give a fuck if you do crack.
Like a survey.
Yeah, because a lot of crackheads do good work too. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you drink, smoke, crack, or whatever the case may be. But you just can't do what I do because if I got it there, I don't need you to fucking
lie. I ain't gonna lie, I don't want no white man in my house neither. I'd rather women.
I don't mind women. Yeah,
I don't want no white man coming all through my crib either because I don't trust those motherfuckers is sneakier than us.
Yeah, word up.
You get what I'm saying? Always at least we blatant something with the shit. Like, you like, I don't know about that nigga right there.
Word up.
The niggas will be like, oh, everything okay, guy? And then next thing you know, you're missing your whole house.
Up in Carolina, I seen, like, he had a pocket shirt and he had his phone turned, but I see the camera right there.
So yeah, I don't trust that shit.
And I'm watching this like clown. You see what I'm saying? Don't fucking clown me, fam. But you know what? I let him get away with it. But I'm like, that's what they do, though.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I left him alone. But if a black person sit there and had that shit up, I might fucking punch him in his chest.
Yeah,
and
you
fucking,
gotta
fucking
be.
Shit.
We be letting him. No, I only want women to come. Nah, yo, because then I'm thinking about something else.
You seen Dirty Game before? Everything starts with a woman. A woman could rise you up or bring you down. The woman is controlling this whole shit.
Now, one time during the pandemic, right? I know we going real down the rabbit hole, but this is funny.
Early.
AT&T was sending motherfuckers to your crib instead of you going to the store, right? Which is stupider, right? So you'll have the appointment. I wanted to get a screen replaced. They sent a bitch to my motherfucker house.
Hey, that's how she look.
Like, she ain't need to be at my house.
Oh,
first of all, this bitch. And I'm going to tell you why. Because she's supposed to be there at 12 and she showed up at 9 p.m. So I'm not going to even let this bitch in, but my phone wasn't right. No, I had lost my phone, so she was bringing me a replacement, some dumb shit. Please. Either way, she couldn't figure out how to get the card in. It started being 11:30. This bitch still at my house chilling like she my homegirl. Yeah, then she like, yo, you my better? Boyfriend calling me. Give me a second. Leaves for an hour. Man, bro, I didn't have no phone. Yeah, so now you. I don't know, man, because then... Nobody can't do shit. That's what I was saying. You can't hire motherfuckers to do a goddamn thing.
And I'm hiring people all the time. And just like, everybody on their own time, they want to do their own thing. And nobody's going to be into it with your project, which you're into it. So when you think something should be done like this, or you looking at it could be, okay, that should take about an hour or something. And they take 2 days. You want to fuck this person up.
That kind of sounds like wax because like you literally showed up late today. And then you're talking about.
I did, but spirit.
Now, everybody got an excuse as well. Now, okay, we're going to get into it, DM. Mm-hmm. Always an excuse, man.
Only reason why I ain't saying fuck you, spirit, is because of Jesus.
Well, I'm saying fuck you, wax, and I still love Jesus.
I love Jesus, too.
We started an hour and 30 minutes late. Anyway, let's get into it. Where did they get us at?
At Bully and the Beast Podcast. Holler at us, man. Jump in them DMs, man.
And I just want to make it clear, we always going to be transparent over this motherfucker.
It's only right.
Okay, just want to know if I'm bugging. I was dating a guy from work for about 6 months. In that 6 months, we spent a lot of time together, multiple times a week. I worked 2 jobs and only have 1 day off a week. I gave this dude my only day off. I even met his daughter. We were often seen together after work. We grab a drink at a local bar. One day he tells me he rather people didn't know about our business. Okay. Now, okay. I'm not the one to go around telling my business, but the fact that he was purposely trying to hide it bothered me. He told me he wanted to become a manager and didn't want his chances ruined. Mind you, he was okay with the guys at work knowing, not the girls. Now I see him at work being extra friendly with the ladies, and he claimed it was his part. That was just part of the job, and he was a friendly guy. So fast forward, we're going on a trip, and he bought the flight and got the room. He didn't get us seats next to each other. I was 3 rows ahead of him.
Right. He's trying to hide.
Another guy sits down next to me and starts talking to me. Before the flight leaves, my dude gets up and asks me if I'm good or if I need anything to let me know he's watching. I was about 2 drinks and an edible in, and I talked to the guy the whole entire flight.
Yeah.
The trip was ruined. He hates me and we're no longer speaking. For reference, I'm a very pretty girl. I'm independent. I own property, have my own everything, never ask for anything. He lives with 2 roommates, have a 5-year-old kid, a messy room, and jealousy issues.
Sheesh.
I lastly told him, if you can't handle dating a bad bitch, don't. Where's she wrong at? Where she need
listen,
our help.
Listen.
Seemed like she did everything
you,
right.
You kind of got me there, but you know what I mean? Even the dude, like, and I get him. Sometimes you might want to, you know, sneak off and don't let anybody know everything you got going on because they're going to start telling you stuff. You don't hear nothing about this person until you start fucking. You see what I'm saying?
Ever. But you know that's because motherfuckers ain't telling you about them because they know.
All right, so let's keep it like that, but we still doing our thing on our side. You see what I'm saying? So him getting the seats and all that, but he might, of course he's going to be jealous because he smashed you raw.
Maybe he was being cheap. You say he got 2 roommates or whatever. He probably just was like, let me get her ticket and then my ticket when I can afford
how
it.
How long he been with the roommates and, you know, what his situation is? Like, if he been with them and they explained it, they're about to go to another crib together again, girl, get your ass out of there.
I mean, maybe that's just where he's stuck and comfortable at. He did say he was trying to become a manager, so he's trying to upgrade, but it's like, if you're not making enough as whatever you're doing, you think a manager gonna get you out of that house?
Nah.
No, that's just a couple more dollars.
Literally,
maybe $1 more.
Two?
Yeah. Like, that's not gonna do much of anything.
So got a quarter raise.
I mean, it's giving out of, she's out of his league, yes. And he can't keep up. He tried. He tried to do the trip, but like, I'm telling you, it's giving, he purchased the seats a week, 1 payday, and then the next payday.
Yeah, and then he tried to sit there and like, you know, a lot of people try to like throw off like, a guy tried to get one up on you by trying to make it seem like, oh, he's trying to downplay our shit that we got going on just so he could feel like he's in control of it. Nah, bro, if she said she bad and everybody else trying to like it, you should have just fell into it.
Yeah, see, why do y'all do that as men? It's like y'all, well, I guess
we all trying to get up on top of each other because we just want to try to have some type of control, especially the person that like the most. If I like you the most, I need to be in control. You know what I'm saying? If you like me, if you like me the most, I don't mind you being in control.
But what do you mean by in control?
In control of the situation to where it's like what he just tried to do. Like he tried to say, oh, let's be secretive or let's, you know.
This is how we're going to play it.
Yeah, because women be like, oh, we out there. We on Instagram. They control the whole shit because they like us more. You know what I'm saying? But the guy like the girl more. You don't see that all that shit on Instagram and all that type of shit at all.
You think so?
No way. If she ain't like him like that, if he likes her more, he's doing all the boasting. If she likes him more, she's doing all that type of shit. I know mad girls who don't even, they fuck with niggas right now and they ain't even putting their ass up there. But I know the nigga who they actually do like.
So they want, I'm so lost, maybe because I'm high.
It's okay.
So they won't post the person they fuck with, but they'll post someone else, is what you said?
No. If they really, really like a guy.
Okay.
Because I feel like the person that's like the person
okay,
the most.
Okay, so let's refer to them. So the woman that wrote in.
Yes. I think at first I thought that she liked the man more.
She does because she was allowing him. To say, we're going to be, we're going to be quiet. So she likes him more. So you're saying.
So he took advantage of that.
Oh, okay.
And that's what people usually do. He took advantage of knowing that she liked him. So now I'm trying to take control of the situation. Now we're going to fall back. Bro, if you really like him, you shouldn't have did that.
But you're going to fall back because you felt disrespected. Just because you talked to somebody, that's what. See, sometimes I'll have a problem with that. And so do you.
Me too.
I know.
Because
so
everybody's a wolf to me.
Yeah.
And how you know he's not a wolf if I don't know he's a wolf?
Not just a wolf. Is people, okay, I guess I'm going to say the same thing, but in a different way. Yeah. People's intentions aren't always pure. You know, so
even yours could be, but his probably not.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Like, you can be perfectly an angel, and this person could be like, this nigga or this bitch is mine.
As soon as he slip up.
Do you get what I'm saying?
And once somebody, what they like.
So that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So I get what you're saying. And that I have an issue with that too. But is that jealousy though?
I gotta call this his own thing because I don't think that's jealousy.
It's jealousy when I look at it for someone else, but not for myself.
I wouldn't even say if it's like, I don't know, because if I look at it, if I'm over there talking to a female and my shorty knows that she's a wolf too, she like, why are you over there talking to like, why y'all, what y'all conversating to? Why y'all laughing? Like, is any of that
you're
shit
Chris
really
Sean.
Funny?
You're Chris Sean about your shit. Like, I'm not that deep.
No,
I would just be like, I want to know too. Like, we can all talk though, but who's this? That's my thing. My thing.
All girls do that though. You see what I'm saying?
Nah, but before the end of the day, they're going to be championing L'Oreal and forget that my nigga's there or whatever the case. That's how I am. You know that about me.
Girls act like that. So like any girl that come around, girls supposed to be on your shit. If you're not on your man or seeing what the fuck is going on, you don't really love him like that.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm the type of person
You ain't do a big investment into that. If you did a big investment, like you take care of this person, you invested in this person, you invested in this relationship, you're going to be more on your shit.
I'm not going to lie. I've noticed that sometimes when you just sit back and see, like, what's up, that's actually better.
It does. It is.
So if you on it, again, I've told you that I've had that issue before too. But I've also noticed that when I just really chill, it's the same outcome.
It's the same outcome. You got to know what to say something about. You got to know when to fall back. And the things that they really trying to hide, you don't say nothing about. But real blatant things, you could call out like, you could do that a little better. But you just add that on it. That's the fucking sprinkly cheese. Every time they fuck up blatantly in front of your face, sprinkly cheese.
How is that fucking up having a conversation with somebody? Like, you literally sat me next to someone else. And I'm talking to you, but I do think the introduction needs to be.
I feel uncomfortable. I know my shorty sitting three back, and I got a chick right next to me. And you know this chick, you know what I mean? You know when somebody want to fuck you. You know when somebody want
to
get
Sometimes
you.
Sometimes people keep talking to you, Wax. Trust me.
I just.
Nigga, I'm like, you think I be wanting to sit and talk to a motherfucker for the whole flight?
I fake sleep and everything. I'm like,
motherfuckers
will
be like, you thirsty? You want snacks? You like, I'm sleeping. Fuck is wrong with you? No, but you want to be nice so that you be like, no, I'm okay, I'm good.
And I got to have the aisle. So every time somebody here, they always got to pee.
Damn.
Stop fucking drinking, man.
I'm a window person.
Nah, I can't do the window. I got claustrophobic. I'm all stupid in the fucking window. I got all these people over here. I can't do that.
And it's also because your legs are longer. And I'm like sitting in first class. You're on Spirit.
Yeah, I'm on Spirit. I'm on Spirit. Always in the back too by the bathroom. That's
nah, you don't care because you a nigga. Like me, I need to. First of all, I would have a panic attack back there and I would end up laying the blame.
So, me too, though. That's what I'm saying. I found that's what claustrophobia is. It's
I'd rather
anxiety.
Pay all my money than die on the plane. And that's how I am. I'm dead
dying on a plane. Like, even dying on a plane.
Nigga, because I've had panic attacks on a plane where I couldn't catch my breath. Like, I don't do well with planes like that. And it's crazy because maybe it's because
it's tight cars, too, for me. I can't do it.
Growing up, and first of all, I drive myself everywhere because I get car sick. Yeah. So unless I'm out of town, like, you got to put the windows down. It's crazy. Like, I'm like a baby. Fun. But no, it's not fun at all. Especially when you're on vacation and it's like the hilly part. Oh my God, I've gotten out the car and thrown up like numerous times. I'm like a baby, like I said. Yeah. But
wow.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Anyway, I'm gonna get back to the point with this girl.
Yes.
She's definitely needs to look for someone new. That's more on her level.
I mean, what's her level? No dude is, I mean, I think he did this one. He fucked this one up. All that, let's play around. She should have been sitting next to you. That could have been avoided. You see what I'm saying?
But so if it was an old white man, is that okay?
We just got to see who's wolf. You know what I'm saying?
See, but is it just because it looks like somebody they would deal with?
It could be that. I mean, because a lot of dudes do not want their girl talking to Wax. If you be like, oh, Bernard came over, he was chilling. If you over there talking to Wax, niggas know Wax is a fucking wolf. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, he might say something, might make the motherfucker laugh. Laugh, pussy laugh. Exact same shit. You got my girl over there laughing her ass off, and she come back over, let me tell you what fucking Bernard said.
But you should have made sure y'all seats were together at least.
That's what I said.
You didn't
fault.
Even
this
come.
Is,
he didn't even
fault.
Come up there and say, yo, bro, you mind if we switch? Or
yeah, and she shouldn't let him get away with that, all that. You know he's chilling, talking to all the other girls at the job.
Yeah, the moment you start hiding a motherfucker is the moment that you shouldn't
Who
fuck with
gives
them no
a
more.
Fuck.
Like,
if he wanna
what
hide
are you,
you
hiding?
We ain't together then.
That's a fact.
We only together when we fucking then. Now, nigga.
What are you doing? Like, why are you letting this nigga hide you anyway? You said you look good.
Yeah.
You got property.
Uh-huh.
You got money.
Early.
No kids.
You know what I'm saying?
And you cool.
Get the fuck out of here.
And you gonna turn around and fuck with a nigga that's hiding
know
you?
Know your worth with mad fucking
Why?
Meats on his fucking toilet.
Not just that, he got roommates.
How many meats is on the toilet?
Oh, that's what you meant.
That's a problem. That's a fucking problem.
I didn't get it at first. Okay, so mad meats on the same toilet. How you know they don't got extra bathrooms?
It don't matter. Two is more than one meat is on that in that toilet.
Because she said two roommates.
Come on, fam.
That's a lot of roommates.
Unless she got girls. Girl roommates. But yeah, they got the dirtiest bathroom. They got periods every month. You better hope they cope together.
What,
and then you hope they don't go together.
What makes you think that women, we're more clean? Well, no, I don't know. Some people, because I definitely went into the woman's bathroom and it was disgusting.
Come on.
My
fucking
house is clean.
Every time I went to the woman's bathroom by mistake, it smelled like period.
Because you a bitch.
Yep.
Why would you go to women's bathroom?
No,
you know, good at goddamn well.
It's my mistake.
They should have jumped your ass.
No, I felt I didn't want to go in there. I don't want to go into a woman's. That's y'all shit. Y'all supposed to have it. I don't want to smell y'all shit. I don't want to smell y'all farts.
Yeah.
I don't want to see period pads. I don't want to see things for babies. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, this was y'all
How did
deal.
We get to this after trying to give her some? That's why, see, when I veered off, I went back.
I'm about to come back right now.
Okay,
see?
I'm waiting now.
Just throw me the pitch. I got it.
I just did.
And, see?
I forgot. Because I forgot, too. This weed is kind of good.
It's all right.
All right. So, anyway. Oh, we can't say weed either? Jeez, yeah. I can't do anything. The NBA players can smoke weed, but we can't.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyway.
Well, yeah, Miss Lady.
Go.
Get the fuck out of there.
Please.
This nigga's a clown. He got too many. Once you know that more than one man is shitting on the toilet, is a fucking problem. And if he allow another man to don't be okay with just sitting down and taking shits in his toilet, and his that's like going, when you go to church, you see somebody else in the pulpit. Inside the pastor's chair.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things you ain't supposed to even do. Like, my toilet is my throne. You don't sit there, eat, sleep, and shit comfortable. You don't want nobody in your bed. You don't want nobody eating off your plate. You damn sure don't want nobody shitting in your toilet. And when a man got that, get rid of that motherfucker.
I don't even like niggas around that much. Like, why would it have to be you, that nigga, and his two roommates all the goddamn time? Like, that is...
Y'all paying $37 a month and y'all on Section 8.
How old are these people?
The fuck?
I hope they're young. Please
they
be young.
They better be 17, 18. They all got kicked out of their mom house. And they're like, fuck it. We together every day anyway.
No, but
fuck
she's talking about having property and all that. That's not really no... Nowadays, that ain't no young...
And yeah, it's 27 and older. Yeah, it's past the 25. Yeah.
What's the oldest age that you should have a roommate?
I say as soon as you get out of college. College and shit, all that type of shit is okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, like, that, give me an age, yeah.
After college, you should be about 25. I say anything at 26, 26. 26 is last.
27 top.
The last.
27 top.
If you're in your 30s with a roommate, Mel, you don't mind seeing me walking around.
What if it's a home, like a big-ass house, and you and your people's... Went
big ass house.
A big ass house and you and your people went
half. We all got
money.
Wings. All right, that's cool.
That's different. I think that's different.
That's dope.
That's not a that's roommate because roommate is room.
Yeah,
that's a
yeah,
house.
Yeah, that's a house. If I can hear you fucking or I can hear you farting, I can smell your fart and I got to use that same bathroom, you're bugging.
Yeah, I can't imagine at this grown age dealing with a nigga that has a roommate.
You know how many people jerk off in the shower?
You, I guess, because you. One?
No.
Because who thinks about that initially?
No, I'm just saying, like, certain things certain people do. Certain people take shits a little different. Certain people jerk off in the shower. I'm not being so okay with just keep going into the same shower as another dude.
Yeah, because who's cleaning? None of y'all like to clean.
None of y'all like to clean.
Okay. We keep fucking going on.
Leave this nigga.
Leave this nigga
too
alone.
Many meats in the fucking
it.
Toilet.
Yeah, that's it. He needs to get somebody more yes. his speed.
Yes, man.
When he becomes a manager, maybe he can.
He needs to manage his shit.
It's nothing wrong with working, but the fact that that's his only goal, that bothers
me.
And there's nothing
that.
Wrong with being the manager, but
yeah,
it's like, bro, like, it's not happening for a reason. Mm.
I mean, everybody need roles, man. Y'all thank God I was driving early. I thank God for the truck drivers and shit.
But like, how long is he going to strive to be the manager? Like, what did you do to get to the manager status?
Well, that's her fault for watching a man's goal and saying, that's it.
Because she's obviously
okay
making more than him.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's more responsible one way or another.
Or she might have got somebody to put her on early and shit like that. And that's all that shit is good.
That's true, but she got to be smart for listening to the Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So come
sure.
on now.
If you asking need... for advice, we got you, girl.
Yeah, that's it.
Get the fuck away from that nigga.
If you need some advice, hit us up.
At Bully and the Beast podcast.
All right. I think we helped her out enough.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, now, I want to Renee. I want to remain anonymous. What's up, Wax? And L'Oreal.
Yeah.
And Twerk God.
Hey,
Twerk, I haven't seen you twerk in a while.
Come on, I ain't got time for that shit. No,
come
no,
on
no,
now.
No.
Niggas get.
You too grown.
Niggas
for
start
that
getting
shit.
Fire out in these streets, and now he can't twerk for us no more.
I'm not going to stop the name, but because I had to see the twerk, and I got pissed off. I had to see another grown man twerk. So their name is Stan.
Damn it.
But I don't want to see you twerk.
I want to see. Yeah.
All right. Let's do that.
I want to see if it, like, upgraded at any point.
He
took the glasses. He was about to. He was in the mirror.
This nigga was twerking his back. That's why I wasn't mad. It wasn't like his butt was doing anything. It was
He was twerking his shoulders.
Yeah, he's fucking his back. I'm like, damn, I feel sorry for somebody who is putting the meat in. How many fucking strokes are you doing good and which one are you doing bad? All right, two left feet.
Oh, I'm still trying to do it.
Two left feet.
You could probably do it, Wax. Let me see.
I ain't that good at it.
Go.
Nope.
It's just your shoulders. It's all in the shoulders. Throw the shoulders down. You're doing a bankhead bounce. That's something else.
Hell,
you talking about
stuff. Yeah, have I even thought about that type of shit and do that?
Let me see.
You think, hold on. So you tell me you got out the shower one time and tried to twerk, bro? Come on, bro.
Why would it be out the shower? Where's your mind at?
Ty.
Where's your mind?
I know you ain't never... You ever got the shower and just did some weird shit.
Why he keep like putting him in the shower?
Or anything. I'm just saying. Like, so you got the shower, it's like you just do some
why
dumb
shit. Why you keep in the shower? You're in love with him.
No, man.
You live in a warmer climate. It's cold. Nigga, running to the towel and shit. All right.
Yes, leave.
Okay. What?
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Okay, no drama. I need some advice. Me and my girl have been together for almost 2 years now, nice. And I'm ready to pop the question. I have a plan and everything to propose. So her birthday is in a couple of weeks, and she always wanted to go skydiving. So I bought her tickets to go skydiving on her birthday. I'm going to push her ass off, and then I don't have to propose ever. And like,
save money on that ring.
No, he didn't. Obviously didn't say that at all. I'm not going skydiving with her because I have already been. It's like climbing Mount Fuji. Once you do it once, you never have to do it again. Bullshit. So when she lands from the skydive, that's where I will be with her daughter and some signs that'll say, "Will you marry me?" You know where I got that from? Do you know where I got that from?
Coming to America.
No, it was... What's his name? Trevor?
Oh, Goonies.
Trevor from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yeah, he died.
Why would that Hillary. Be funny? Why are we laughing?
That is fucked up.
Hillary, will you marry me? I don't think he saw that episode. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, he did.
Stop. So when she lands on the skydive, that's why I'll be with her daughter and some signs that say, "Will you marry me?" That you can see that's as smart. You come down. I like this.
That's dope.
She had a daughter. Her daughter is 4, going on 25, child.
Yep.
So I also bought her daughter a Pandora bracelet for the purpose.
Okay.
I love this.
That's cool.
This guy's
cool,
amazing.
Dude. I like this.
I didn't get a ring for her daughter because I know she would lose it, LOL.
Yes,
but my question is, do you think this is a good idea to propose to somebody on their birthday?
Yes.
She is turning the big 3-0. Hope to hear from y'all before the proposal. I hope he hears from us before the proposal.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm two ways with this, but go ahead.
I'm glad that he wrote us, is what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he wrote us because this is a really good topic and one that we haven't touched on before. Mm-hmm. Would love to know what you think about this.
Yeah, I think it's two ways. I think you're being selfish because... you don't want to get her a birthday gift and go ahead and do the reception and get everybody else there. You
know he got the daughter, the bracelet.
He got the daughter, but he's supposed to have a bunch of people out there. You ain't want to do the party and do two separate, but I do like the strategy that you do. You thought, listen, if I'm thinking about getting married, we're about to spend a lot of money. So let me start saving up. Everything don't need to be a bank. You know what I'm saying? So I do like that part. I do like when she's jumping out the plane, her adrenaline is going to be so high, and then you hit her with another adrenaline, and she might orgasm in the air. You know what I'm saying? She might squirt on you with a kid. So you got to be easy.
That's
disgusting. Yeah, make sure it's a little bit lower as you get lower. Make sure the words ain't too big.
I'm tired.
Because she might orgasm in the air, and all that fucking squirt come all out of
ew, who thinks about stuff like that? Go on.
I'm sorry.
Keep going.
But I like the strategy. I think you're a good man for this. I mean, if that's not even your daughter... The way you even included her, that's fire.
Super cute.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I remember I did this type of stuff one day.
That's super sweet. I don't know who raised him, but good job.
That was good, man.
Good job.
That was better than me.
But I do have this discussion with people often when it comes to the embarking on a big day for them with something that's about not just them. And turning 30, some people lose their mind when they turn 30. My one homegirl, she, like, 30 is the age that when we were young, we all were like, 30, that's old.
Until
you get to 30 and then you're like, oh, shit, I'm old.
Listen, I had a girl I used to call 27 OG in my phone.
Look at that. And think about it. People that are, like, in their 40s and 50s are like, yo, I remember when I was in my 30s. You get what I'm saying? So it is funny. But at the same time, to have all your people there, maybe that's a moment he wanted to share with them. And how else are you going to get them there?
Strategy.
But like maybe like everybody don't really have the time. Look, shit is expensive right now.
Everything.
The plane tickets are expensive for us.
Out of control.
You know what I mean? So I can't imagine having to fly for the 30th and then, okay, we coming back next week for the engagement. But the 30, though, if it was like 29 or 31, I don't know. But this is, that's beautiful, though. Like, to imagine coming down and seeing that, that's actually
I like that. Yeah, see, that was my sister.
I think it's a good idea. If you're going to do it big.
Yeah, if you're going to do it big. Somebody do, L'Oreal, you tell me that happened to you, I'd be very excited.
Me too. I wouldn't give a fuck about my birthday no more. Fuck that birthday.
But that's what I don't want you to do because, like you said, 30 is huge.
But really think about it. What birthday do you really feel? 21 was my biggest, like, 21. And I had another one that was real dope, but I don't remember how old I turned. You know what I'm saying? Which is a dope birthday.
Everyone after 18 was amazing. Every still, because I'm still here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's
how
you
moving.
As long as you have a birthday and shit.
Praise the Lord. But you getting older. Praise the fucking Lord. Yeah. You want me to die tomorrow? I'm like, yo, I don't want to have a birthday, so they don't say that. I don't give a fuck. Hell yeah.
I think something like, I feel bad because it's Claudia. Shout out my girl, Claudia Jordan.
You? What up, girl?
You know, the Unjust Urban Podcast. She turns 50.
And looking good.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
You know what I'm saying? And she's like, killing them girls.
I'm not
going
to be able to make it to her trip, but that's a 50. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? 50 is something that, you know,
come
that's,
on, man.
That's dope. Especially when you look that good, that you want to celebrate that shit.
Yes.
But I did take her to lunch and did all that good
that's
stuff.
Good.
So I feel like I got her a
happy
couple 1942 shots.
Yeah, that's very huge.
You know?
Congratulations.
Because she looks younger than 42. She's giving like in her 30s, for real.
Yeah, man. Claudia is track star.
So, yeah, definitely, I think that was, that's so sweet. Like, imagine coming down. How would you feel if it was your 30th birthday?
And I came down, the girl said,
can I suck your dick? Because what do y'all get? What's the equivalent?
That's easy. No.
No, see, what's the equivalent for y'all?
Equivalent is, I bought you a new motorcycle.
Oh, my God.
You see what I'm saying?
To move, you marry me?
Yeah. Because you gave me a new girlfriend. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
a motorcycle to a man is a girlfriend. That's a toy that I always get to play with. When you piss me off, I could go there instead of going cheat on you. So if your man got a motorcycle, he most likely ain't cheating on you, but is not as much because he riding more.
So what if he doesn't ride motorcycles? And what?
Yeah, this nigga out there cheating all the fucking time.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
Either motorcycles are cheating?
Nah, because motorcycles, he enjoy the road so much that he ain't got time to always pull over. He passing mad bitches. Nigga in the car, we see anything. You know what I'm saying? Chicks see you. You going to the grocery store, so you didn't in there longer because you got more to put in your car. You see what I'm saying? So the nigga on the motorcycle, in and out. He ain't seeing all them bitches. The nigga who got the truck, that nigga cheating all the fucking time because he in Target more. He buying bigger stuff. He putting more in the car so he in stores longer and shit. See more
bitches.
You
know what's crazy? When niggas say stuff like that about other niggas, no one bats an eye. But if I was to be like, yeah, all these niggas be out here, you can't even trust a nigga at Walmart. They fucking all these, this bitter ass motherfucker. So
no,
I don't understand.
Think so.
Yes.
You know, me and you keep it 1 billion.
Like, me and you, it'll more so not be me and you. We real the most.
Early.
I'm talking about not that who gives a fuck. But I'm talking about, like, sometimes the motherfuckers that's writing what the fuck they got to write underneath.
I wish they... Why you want to cheat, though? You know what I'm saying? What
when's
if the world
last time
was,
you cheated?
I haven't.
Okay.
I'm single, so I can't
I
cheat.
Said, when's the last time? I didn't say it was recent.
Last time I cheated was years ago.
You're guilty, because I didn't even ask him if he cheated recently. I said, when is the
last
time?
It was years ago.
And?
Man, probably about, like, 4 years ago. And,
That's cap.
No, it's been 4 years.
I'm not gonna throw you under the bus, but
what type of bus is this? I hope it's a big one. I hope it's a big bus I can walk under.
The big yellow school bus. Because that sounds like cap. I don't know for sure, but I'm saying I don't believe you because you just out here and said niggas is picking up bitches at Walmart.
No, I know, but when you want to be celibate and when you not you have time to actually do, you got to have time. You know what I'm saying? I got a truck too.
Okay.
And I stay at Target.
See, so you just gave up free game. Well, actually, we charged. Okay, so yes, no, should he do it? I think, like I said, do it. My final thing is, if you're going to do it big.
Yes.
That's it. Don't ruin because that sounds bad. But don't invade on my 30th and just do some bullshit.
Yeah, so just sit down and we at dinner, you do that corny ass shit.
Yeah, nice.
The only thing you did at dinner is to say a bunch of lies because you're sitting across from me, so I just got to keep on, you know, boosting you up to try to get that adrenaline rush. So adrenaline, that's what we try to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I did. I know it was adrenaline day, adrenaline time, and then I tried to hit it with an even bigger adrenaline.
So that wasn't a good idea.
What he's doing is an amazing idea.
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh, no, no, it was good.
You did the same thing because you proposed at the baby shower.
Yeah, so adrenaline was already happening. Things was happening. Then I just hit it with another adrenaline. She falling out of the airplane, adrenaline. And then he hit her with the sign. She like, she probably have a heart attack. They can make sure she ain't got no diseases.
So sweet. And then that means he got mad people.
But would she have a heart attack or something? Because she can't catch her breath.
I just hope she don't hit the ground. Like, you know, because she ain't pulling the string.
She forgot to pull the string. You can't make her read in the air, bro. You know, a dude could do this. You know what I'm saying? It's no way I'm going to talk to a girl. If I'm riding with a dude and I see a text or a picture or something, I go like this on the phone. But if a shorty is driving, I'm not going to do this to a girl while she's driving. She's going to be like this. So, bro, she's going to forget. She gonna forget.
I know how to drive and look at a fucking phone. But yeah, I will say that, like, what if she's so shocked that she's like really forgets how to pull the string and then it's fucking, and then her daughter's there too.
Come on, man. You done killed her.
Why do we keep talking about her? He's probably like, I don't think I should have skydiving expedition.
Yeah, I think you should do something that's staying on the ground, but still try to get it to be
That's why he not going as mad sketchy.
Yeah, what's up? Why you ain't going, fam?
No, but it's also cute because he's going to be waiting down there with the ring on his knee and shit. She's going to be having leaves in her hair.
So listen, imagine y'all both up there because you already been there, so your jitteries is out. You know what's about to happen, so you need to just guide her. Y'all be over there, you just talking and looking at her.
Nah, the ring might fly out his pocket.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Because at Great Adventures, when you on the ride, my phone fell out.
No, you know what he should do? It's going to be fire. Y'all jumping out the plane. Y'all holding hands, but you slipping the ring on her finger.
Okay, don't
do
that.
You
That's
doing
not
it?
Good at all. The fucking, the
now,
wind
when,
pressure.
Now when you up there, ain't no pressure.
Nothing but pressure. Your face going to be sliding back.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, fuck is you talking about? Till you put the little parachute shit up.
I slip it on her finger some type of way. Put the gloves and put the finger, the ring in that finger.
He's doing, you doing good. If you going to do it big. The end.
Do it. I like that, though.
Jesus.
Good job, sir.
No, you didn't.
You do that to one of my sisters. One of y'all guys that did want to come get one of my sister, one of my loved ones. Y'all want to do that to one of them? That's cool.
Okay, speaking of loved ones, let's get into Word on the Street.
Yes, what's going on?
There was a clip trending that was from Club Shay Shay. Do you watch that?
No, Shannon Sharp.
Yes. I wish Shannon Sharp comes to the Bully and the Beast podcast.
On, you'll
oh
love
God,
it here,
that
bro.
That would be so fire.
Makes only sense in the world.
You know that we don't just let anybody on. We let interesting souls. And yes, he is definitely an interesting soul.
It makes sense.
It's never, because some people get certain people because of a name or because of clout. I just like how, like, out of control he is.
Yes. He keeps it. See, he likes us. He keep it 1 million.
He don't
motherfucker. Listen, even if he did some bullshit before, he'll put himself into it. He ain't gonna be like, yo, now I'm chastise people. You know what I'm saying?
Chastise?
I said it wrong? Chastise? I'll be saying chastise.
I thought you meant say it with your chest.
Oh, no, I'm like, chastise is like, you know, yell at you or tell you wrong or anything like that. Chastise. Oh, it's a mistake.
I don't know. Maybe it's the accent. Go.
Yeah. Well, don't chastise people and be on some, I never did it.
Chastise.
No, yo.
I can't stop. Because it's like chastise. So, like, I'm like, the chest. I'm thinking about
punching
a tie.
People in the chest. You know what I'm saying?
I'm thinking about a suit. And a tie.
I'm yelling at you, so I'm punching your chest.
Okay,
so
that's your definite. That, I don't think that's how you say it, but keep going. This time I'll ignore the mispronunciation.
So he went in chest size.
Go ahead.
He went in chest size. You, it don't put his own into it if he haven't did it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If he got a certain way for you to do it, he'd be like, yo, listen, this is how you rock. And I fuck with people like that. I don't want people all goody two shoes. I never did this. I never did nothing wrong.
Oh, that's
and
crazy.
You, and I'm the good person. And fuck you, motherfucker.
Well, let's see if you think this is wrong. Because Man DC's, he's from Love & Hip Hop New York, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. You know, him and Yandy. Are married.
Yes.
Exactly.
Blessings.
He opened up about his past life when he was selling drugs.
What? I thought he was a producer.
Nah, I'm gonna say
that's
so
your new song.
You was El Chapo before Chapo.
No, I wouldn't say all that. Yeah. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't,
you weren't moving no weight like that.
Nah, like, but I was moving some weight for some, well, since a kid, but I wasn't a little child.
Did it ever dawn on you?
But I got some crazy stories about, I remember one time I was dealing with a connect, and I decided, this is going to sound horrible, but I put my mom up for collateral.
Come on, family.
What? Yeah, I was getting a bunch of, I was getting a bunch of keys, and he was like, well, you got to show me where your mom lived at. You run off on this, we can't afford you to run off.
Right? Yeah.
And I was like, I ain't had no intentions of running off.
Right.
So peace. I was like, I'll show you.
Yeah, I get it.
And I took him. And she had no idea.
Right.
Yeah.
And I took him.
So if that normal?
I think at that point, I had good in my heart
right.
to do good business.
Right.
So I didn't think that
far. You didn't think
it happened, though, brother.
Anything, Rob, the police. I couldn't imagine. Could you imagine?
You can't tell me. I guess we all make mistakes in life, but that's not a good one at all. You can't put your loved ones up. I mean, and I get it. His intentions was good, but a lot of things happened. I won't even drive over 100 miles per hour with my mom sitting in the passenger seat. Just because, not that I think that I'm a crash.
That's a fact.
But she's, you know what I'm saying? She's in danger some type of way, some type of house. Somebody might cut me off or anything, me going at that speed. So I think you were speeding, sir. You know what I'm saying? You got pulled over.
Would you have ever admitted that?
If he already told his mama, then fuck it.
Yeah, I feel like he should have definitely had to tell her first. But if I'm mama, I'm heartbroken right now.
And how do you even get out of it? I guess when he got locked up, everything's just peace and everything was collateral. I mean, paid up.
I mean, he ended up, he obviously, because his mother's still alive. So he obviously, I believe she is. Because if she's not, this would be an even crazier story for him to say. Not funny.
Fam.
And you know what happened? I ain't never get him all them keys. What the fuck?
Ain't no amount of money.
And, she got to be so
and you know what's crazy? It's like when the cops always say the hardest man to catch is a man who don't have daughters or his mom passed away. Because he's always going to go see his mom and his daughter.
Yeah.
Just stay close by the daughter and the mom. You'll find this dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even if you got a girlfriend now, you got plenty of girls out there. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. His mama and his daughter, he's going to show back up.
What do you feel like? Did you ever do anything that you felt like was super, like you couldn't believe you did it? Was kind of like low of you, like at your lowest maybe?
Yeah. I did a couple of things that, you know, I wish I could go to a couple of people and tell them sorry. I maced somebody that I shouldn't have maced.
You maced them.
Yeah, I maced them. And it had nothing to do with me, but it was one of my people that I see. See, I hate when I see other people do things wrong to other people. Because nobody ain't going to do nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to play too. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But if I see you doing something, they ain't even like that. And they, you know what I mean? Like, you can't do that to this dude.
You maced the nigga for no apparent reason?
No, I did. I did it because he did that to one of my other peoples. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't need to do that.
I wonder if a nigga prefer wax to slap them or mace them.
No, but you know what's crazy? We was in a car and I was just like, and I got out the car. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I would have did that to you that day that I met you and we got into the argument.
I was going to do that, but you was in the car. Word up.
Nigga, if you would have maced me.
It wasn't macing you.
It would have been R.I.P. wax.
You tried to. What are you talking about?
Nah, I mean for real.
Oh, are you faking? Oh, now you finally want to tell me. L'Oreal was faking that night.
No one was going to get you killed, but you would have been dead in the morning for real.
Yeah.
You maced girls?
No, I wasn't macing no girl. I said it was a guy. He did something.
You said you was going to mace me.
I wasn't really going
to
do
and
that.
And who's the bully? That's exactly why I treat you how I treat you, because you fucking started with me that day when I was minding my goddamn business.
I was really trying to be like, all right, she cool. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm
going to tell her how this bitch. You started with me.
No, she really did that. Listen, out of all these years, L'Oreal, you think I'm still going to be lying?
Yes.
L'Oreal. She's like, bitch, out of here. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo.
That bitch ain't say that when I ran down
I
on her motherfucking
you.
Ass.
I hear you, but I was just
and
like.
And then you were laughing when
I,
we were
I didn't know
the
you
car.
The fucking firecracker like that.
Come on.
I said she can't be too much like me like this.
This is coming. I was about to say, this is coming from a nigga that put shit under people's stuff. Like, you gonna tell
either.
Me that.
You just met me. We met each other
exactly
in the first
why
couple
you
hours.
Play with nobody like that.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Fuck?
I wasn't
don't
playing
play with
you.
Nobody like that. Nigga.
I didn't know you was that wild.
Just in case y'all didn't listen back to the 1,000 times that this story has been told. We were fucking out the first time I ever met Wax. And fucking Charlamagne asked me a question. I answered it. He asked me in front of a white lady. And when I walked off, Wax tapped me and said that the white lady called me a bitch after I answered the question. That's exactly what happened. I just met Wax 5 minutes before. I drove before Uber. I drove everyone. We were in Cali. It was Charlamagne's birthday. I drove everyone to the club. The car was parked outside. We were all rolling together. We were going somewhere after that for Charlamagne's birthday.
Yes.
And when Wax told me that, I walked straight up to the girl. I didn't wait 2 seconds. I said, "You call me a bitch,
It made sense, though, because he was asking a bunch of guys at first, like, "Yo, what you think about this? What you think about this?" The girl
and everybody gave the same answer, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
You gave it. So now it's like a girl come over here. It's like, right now, we all talking about of girls. The real shit.
I was still telling the story. You tell when I'm done telling. Then you get to your side.
Go ahead.
We get in the fucking car. We leave. It then turned into a fucking scene, okay? We get in the car. Everyone's quiet. Wax starts laughing. And he says, "That girl didn't even really call you a bitch."
She was wild.
This is after everyone got involved in the shit. I'm talking about presidents of labels. I'm talking about a motherfucking Busta Rhymes.
It was a wild night. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just regular night.
The
corporate is running out of the fucking club. You know what I'm saying? Jumping in the car, L'Oreal doing donuts, going around all crazy. We was off the block.
I was going straight. We were going to the club. I know how to get to that club. I know LA very well. Straight and to the right is the only way to get to
left.
That club.
We made a left. I remember.
No, a left would be the wrong way.
That's what you was wilding.
No,
was
we
saying.
Was at
Chill
Nobu,
out.
So it was behind us.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Anyway, let's get to the point. He lied. He lied, and I wanted to fucking kill this motherfucker. Because you ruined the night.
I did not ruin the night. I ruined the night.
Ever since then, I decided you tried to bully me. So every day of my fucking life, I'm going to make yours miserable.
I get it.
Go on. Tell your side. Because it's fake.
Right now, there's a bunch of girls right here. It's me and a couple of dudes and a girl right here. If we all talking to a bunch of girls, I'm going to laugh with them. But if somebody bring a dude over and ask the same question the dude said, I'm like, get the fuck out of here, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? That's all it was. And I told you what happened.
It was two people and you. It wasn't no bunch of nobody.
Well, bruh said, listen, she's wilding. Tell her that the lady didn't. Because why would I tell you that after all this? You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about some situation I was just now getting in.
Why would that matter if we were already gone?
Because you was flying down the road. We like God. L'Oreal. Okay. We off the block. Slow down.
I drive how I drive regardless of anything. You still lying to this day is disgusting. And that's why I fucking hate your guts.
Thank you.
We're going to move on. We're never going to get over this. I don't give a fuck because that's why I don't fuck with you.
Oh, well.
Now, the Cash App. So the Cash App guy, he got stabbed up, right? Mm-hmm. And he was found dead. And like the next day, these motherfuckers ain't got no shame. And don't come kill us. We're just fucking reading articles, okay?
And I can't read, so it wasn't me.
The very next day, the feds announced that they're going to launch an app.
Oh, they want to get him out the way.
Called FedNow, where it's going to be direct transactions. So
you ain't got to pay that extra fee.
So many different things. Yeah, it's the bank on your phone, which means digital currency. Okay. You don't remember all of the Bitcoin people got killed too?
Yeah,
How ironic is this?
Yeah.
One of them died in their sleep and they were young.
Damn, fam.
Exactly. So it's just a coincidence that everybody's gone and now they're launching.
Kawinky dinks.
They don't even fucking care no more. But this is scary because at least before they used the mask shit.
What you gonna do? That's what they saying. They like, what you gonna do? It's us who's hitting you up, and it's us who's gonna put you on a stand, and I'm put you lock you up just for saying something.
And it's crazy because the worth of the dollar is pretty much about to really tank because everybody is ganging up on good old America, and they're getting rid of the U.S. dollar.
Yes,
you know, China has surpassed. So many did. Saudi Arabia then joined with them.
Hey,
it's all kind of we they left us out, child.
I say, what about us?
We don't fuck with them. Like, so that's how it goes. They all joined together and they did what they did. So now that they announced this, it just looked like the worth has gone down to everything. Because what the worth used to be in gold, and now it's in digital currency. You're pretty much worth nothing. Unless they say that they see your numbers in this digital, because how are you going to prove it?
Exactly.
If they took away Wendy Williams' motherfucking money, Kanye West's money, you don't think they could take a couple dollars?
Like this.
I don't know. And there's nothing we could do about it. So what are you going to say? They kill your ass too. this is sad. It's scary because it's really like there's nothing.
Now, so that's why, like, now instead of the whole world being flat, United States is flat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because the only way the world to go around is everybody, you know what I'm saying? The goods and the services that go around in a circle so everybody can eat and the world be a better place. But when you got us just standing alone, we flat. So I guess we got a flat earth.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going back to a flip phone very soon because I spend so much fucking money just by having,
it's easy.
Exactly. And it's annoying because then you have like bum ass friends like you who don't have any fucking credit card things on your thing. You'd be like, oh, Uber Eats this. And now I'm spending money on my shit. And I don't never put that fucking cash in the bank.
Okay. Because you always spend them. Once you put gas in your pocket, it's done.
That's it. You're choosing for me to spend twice because you don't have Uber fucking Eats. So with that being said, download it right now. That was my whole point in saying it because I'm not just going to be spending all the money.
What are you talking about? If I give you cash?
No, that doesn't count because I'm spending that too. I spend that more freely than I'm spending.
I don't need cash on me at all.
Cash is worse almost.
Yes.
I don't know what to do. We're just spending for no fucking reason.
No, we'd be hungry.
But
want herbs.
But we got to chill though because it's, you know, if the dollar is going down, all of us need to chill.
So what's we going to eat and smoke?
Yeah, gotta chill. You gotta save up a little something.
Listen, what would we have to get rid of right now? They'd be like, listen, out of your lifestyle, you gotta get rid of two things.
I think buying expensive clothes for me,
okay. Not me.
No, the flight. I fly a lot. Them flights is crazy.
Out of control.
Yo, them flights never used to be this crazy.
Come on, yo. They out of control. You might catch a little deal or something, but here and there, but no.
Nah, but bitches be going to Dubai and shit. And I'm like, yo, I got a real couple jobs. And that shit for me, I'll be like, God damn, I got to pay this. And these bitches just be out there like it's a fucking.
Well, you know they ain't paying for it.
They getting flued out.
They getting flued out. You know what I'm saying?
Some people aren't, though. Like, some girls is really, like, bringing themselves out, though.
Your blessings, man.
I know some
it
of them.
This, I mean.
But they, like, saving up for that shit. I'm not doing all that to son of the grand.
Come on, man.
I'm not doing it. I mean, it's not that wrong with saving up for a trip, though.
Yeah, I hear you.
But not like for the gram. Some people do the shit for the gram.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, doing it for the gram.
For a family trip, you got your family and stuff going. That's great.
No, but the feds is really about to like,
they're locking down on everything. I think it's actually going to get everybody in order, though. It's going to get everybody in order, but you're not going to be in control of your own shit like you are now.
Yeah,
freely.
No, we're barely in control. How are you in control if I just said Kanye wasn't able, Wendy Williams wasn't able? What's the writer's name?
I mean, once you get it, that's why when you get it, just sitting the bread there, you better work that shit. You better start owning shit. That's what it's about.
Yeah,
if
that's
you got
true.
If you got money inside the bank, you let me know what's going to happen in the next 5-20 days.
Now, I'm not going to lie. This shit makes me want to go buy some more property.
You got to go rock. You got to rock. I own that. I own that. Where your money at? You broke.
Yeah, where your money at? And your fucking iPhone and shit.
Nah, that shit froze. And now what you going to do?
That shit froze?
Once they're going to start, they already hit the fucking TikTok and shit. They're going to start fucking with our phones and our communication. Then what?
And for real, if they take like a couple cents every day, do you really realize
you
it?
You see it.
So that's how they really be becoming rich as well. Like, don't nobody look at 1 cent a day.
10 million people for 1 cent a day. Wow.
That shit is disgustingly sad. That's amazing. 10 million, it's going to be way more than that if you motherfucking Bank of America. Think about how many customers you got.
Mm-mm-mm. That's very impressive.
And this is the Fed, so that means everybody. You don't have a choice. Everybody here. This is scary.
It's kind of impressive, though. You think
it's impressive, but it's scary. It's just like the artificial intelligence. It's like people just acting like, I don't know if it's scary in a way where it's like we should embrace it, because what did they say? So many streaming platforms are scary, but they done turned it around. But I mean, it's taking a lot of money out of artists' pocket, but they're making money in other ways.
Yes.
I don't know. It's like a give and a take. But this is the money. This is our worth. That's a big difference between some fucking music, nigga. Like, I love music and shit, but your worth, your well-being, how you're able to live.
They putting us on the platter now.
Like, y'all already fucking with the food, with the fake chickens that they're making, and I'm so glad I don't eat that shit. And that probably affects certain things that I do.
Yeah.
Because if I'm sitting there like, I don't eat chicken, and I'm like, go to Popeye's now. Like, don't even eat that shit, but I do like the biscuits, bitch. I don't care if
you gotta
go
to Popeye's for
something. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if the fries is fried in that chicken grease. Them shits is hitting.
Yeah, they fire.
But, so y'all can still hire me. But, but yeah, I don't know. It's scary, scary times out here. Especially the prices, my nigga. What the fuck of everything?
Everything, man.
That shit, we got to stop acting like, I mean, yeah, I know I spent a couple dollars, but man, the fuck, I still be looking at shit too, like,
yeah, when did it become this price? So, for two things, you said shopping and what's the other thing?
Okay, shopping, weed, for sure.
Just, so you want to stop weed?
I don't want to stop weed, but that is, you asked me what's my expense. I said.
No, I'm saying, well, if they say right now, it's like, if you look at your life, you'd be like, damn, if I stop these two things, I'd be okay.
Nigga, if my credit cards were not on,
mm-hmm.
then I probably would sustain life because I wouldn't have, because that's always my pushover.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Like, I know I could pay it off. So I'm just like, fuck it. I got it. Let me spend it on this. That's the thing. And I get why people say you shouldn't have credit cards. I'm like, why do people say that at first?
Yeah.
Because it helped me build my credit.
So get it. Yeah. If you're paying it off.
That was the thing.
Yeah.
Then you start being like, well, shit. I got this extra such over here.
You don't want to touch that.
Why don't I buy a motherfucking jet? Not a jet.
So now you hit it twice. Yeah.
It's crazy because that's the whole thing. It's like
don't have the cash too. All three.
It's like easy access to have.
It's like that's like having three girls.
Okay. Why do you always equate back to a cheating ass nigga?
I'm not a cheater.
You just said having three girls. So how would you know what it feels like if you never had it?
If I had three girls, I mean, I wasn't in a relationship.
Okay, wax. Let's get into some Black excellence. Big shout out to LSU, the Lady Tigers, Angel Reese, and the whole team, man.
Yeah, I like the way they finish team. That. Wait, that's the way you finish it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to do something, do it big. That's the way you finish it, man.
They trolled it because, you know, she was doing a little trash talking. Obviously, we all know what happened.
Come on.
And they tried to call her classless and this and that until they seen that the Caitlin Clark girl was doing the same exact thing not too long before. And you know what? Caitlin Clark ain't to blame because she spoke up and was like, that's what we do.
That's
what we do, baby. So because they're women, why is it that it's more of an issue that they're doing trash talking?
Let them do their own swag, man. Let them do their thing. They out there. What don't they deserve? You on the sideline talking. They go to practice every day. They sacrifice so much. If you can't fucking do this, you doing all that motherfucking work and all that shit.
And Tony Yayo got to just do it because he was 50's friend.
Motherfucker, get your ass over there, yo. Y'all be quiet. You know what? All y'all that's talking shit, I need at least 10 minutes of fucking planks a day. Anybody who talks shit about this girl.
It's crazy. They did their thing.
See if you deserve to fucking do this. She deserve to do all that type of shit.
They're everywhere. And that's dope for them. They are going to go to the White House. They're going to the White House. Even though Joe Biden knew she was on bullshit when she invited Iowa to come.
The losers?
Yeah.
They didn't lose by 1 point. They
got blown the fuck out.
Come on, fam. And you invited her at the other team? That's not cool.
Well,
why you get the same privilege as I get and I made her nothing you did? You know what I'm saying? She cooking you food too, nigga? Nah, I get the food, fam. I'm sorry.
So they can't come. Well, even Caitlin Clark said it. She was like, we don't deserve to be there. Like, we love.
There you go, Miss Lady. I like you.
Yeah. So that's
I like the women coaches. All the women coaches, they are kind of dope, though.
That
man.
Was the other player. That was the one that she, that Angel did that
to. What's the lady that had the lion on her shirt? She kind of dope. The coach.
That coach is flashy as fuck. Like, she's nice. I like her. She be getting
cool.
down.
I like it.
Yeah, so shout out to them. Big shout out to them. And I can't wait to see what they got going on. I'm glad they got people excited about women basketball.
Yeah, I've been watching it for the last couple of years, man. Women basketball is like, they dunking. They hitting people up.
Yeah.
They trash talking, you know what I'm saying?
She has
I never seen a titty pop out.
Oh, God. You would say that. Like, this is exactly why I'm set sorry. Back because of people like
and,
you.
And it's black excellence, so I'm sorry, but we ain't dumb. And any street fight, anything, anybody. L'Oreal, you looking for a wig to fall off.
That's like me saying if I see a ball fall out underneath LeBron shorts. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, that's not what my mind goes.
How funny would that be, though? That'd be retarded.
But not if a titty popped out.
Somebody just walked past you, L'Oreal, that's cool, right? You never went past the dude, they like, you gonna get him and pull the dude pants down.
No. What school you went to? But back in the day when they had the tight basketball shorts, the short ones,
yeah.
Magic Johnson's era and all that shit, a ball probably fell out a time or two.
Yeah. Oh, they probably free ball. Somebody probably forgot their draws and shit like that. Went out there free balling and shit.
Yeah, see, but that's not where my mind goes to, and that's where your mind went when we were talking about
it. I'm sorry, young ladies, y'all did an amazing job. And I don't want to take this away from y'all. I know the hard work it is, especially to become a champion. And y'all did an amazing job. Kudos to y'all, if that was right the words to say.
Exactly. And also shout out to what was the guys that won? UConn. And also, Angel Reese's cousin plays for UConn as well. What the fuck? UConn. UConn as well. So, family ties, black excellence. What's his name? Man. I want to shout him out. I knew it was Jordan, but I didn't want to say it and then be wrong. Jordan Hawkins. So shout out to the both of them. Black excellence for sure. And shout out to Justin Jones. He was one of the people that spoke out against gun violence in Tennessee.
I seen that.
And we're going to talk more about it. Yeah, we're going to talk more about it.
Afro was talking good, man. But I mean, certain things are, you know.
You said what?
I mean, certain things.
Afro.
Like, you're the guy with the afro. Yeah, you got the afro.
It was more like Reverend L. Sharpton.
No, he got an afro, man.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he got
I don't know why I can't remember what he had
like
in his
J.J. Evans.
It just looked. No, he didn't have an afro.
One of these dudes had an afro.
He did.
I think that might be an old video though.
Let me see. I don't know why I don't remember an afro.
Come on, L'Oreal.
That's not what he was looking like on the floor. Maybe I don't know.
Mama's on crack rock.
I thought his hair was straight.
Not my mama.
Yeah, his hair was straight back in a ponytail. Oh. Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't know what afro he's talking about.
Your mama's on crack rock. Not my mama.
No, but why the fuck would you sing that during Black Excellence?
No, I'm sorry. It wasn't even my fault.
What the fuck are you talking about? Really,
listen, I promise it was because of the picture. If you see...
That song?
Listen.
Why do y'all know this song?
Because when you see the picture of that guy and then the picture of that, then you'll be like, you going to sing it too.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. It's going to be hilarious.
Wait, what is it? A meme?
No, it's a song, L'Oreal. Come on, L'Oreal.
I usually know all songs.
Not my mama.
I never heard this shit. Who sings it?
That's the same guy that sings Brenda's Got a Baby.
Tupac?
Brenda Got a Baby is Tupac?
Yeah. That's my mama. What?
Not my mama. Show her the beard so she can see the person.
I don't want to.
So now go back to the video. So you see the person that just walked past? Now go back to the
woman.
No, that go back to the
oh my God, wax is
going back. Go back to the guy with the alpha.
And you say he looks like the woman. That was a woman.
I know, but that came to my mind.
They don't look nothing alike.
Right there. Your mama's all crack, right? I like that one. Noriel, a little bit.
I'm so upset that I'm even here today.
Noriel, if you think about it, you got to look at both pictures.
I'm sick that I, like, that is a fucking terrible song. That was a song on the radio?
Yeah, it's a big, huge song, Noriel.
I've never heard that shit before. Maybe because my mama wasn't on track. What the fuck? And your parents let you listen to this bullshit?
Pastor of the church. They never let me do nothing.
That's but you listen to your mama's on crack rock.
Yep. Yep. And
okay.
And I got a beat for watching Pop That Pussy, Pop That Pussy, Baby, Pop The Pussy. That song, I got a beat for that.
Wax's ABCs. We're going to get into Wax's ABCs. Y'all know what that is. Make sure y'all send us in what y'all think y'all words could be too, because now I feel like we want y'all to put some words in there because there might be some tricky ones. This one is a little tricky.
Yeah,
so y'all can still hit us up.
Y'all can help me out
too,
because they be trying to do me dirty, but I'm so smart on this right here. I be getting this shit right.
I think this one he might know because he only says that on the ones that he feels like he thinks he's going to get right.
This is easy.
But okay, Wax's ABCs, give us the definition. Make sure you use it in a sentence. Tell us what the word is, and you're going to get it wrong.
Yes.
Let's see.
This is...
I forgot. Sorry. Damn, yeah, I can't smoke. I'm feel like you today.
What's that?
Okay, so the word is AmbidexTrous. What is that word?
This is ambidextrous. Ambidextrous is Biden. You know how the Cash App guy just now got messed up, and then the Fed people just now got something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Cash App. Biden got this new workout pill. That's why it's X like this.
And like exercise.
Yep. And truss is like to get big, your triceps and stuff like that. So. Biden got this new pill to help you work out. So
okay.
and Biden X Trice is
and Biden X Trice. That sounds like what I would have probably said.
And Biden X Trice.
And Biden we trust.
No.
Okay, so give us the definition.
It's like a detox pill.
No, it's bad funny. All right, so it's a detox pill. That's
yes,
the definition.
All right, so I went inside of GNC and I tried to pay with Cash App, but now it's FedEx. And I went to go get me a
FedNow.
And I went to go get me a detox pill, and that we found out that dude passed away, and now the new detox pill is called Ambidextrous.
I don't know what the fuck is going on, but that's definitely not it.
Yeah, I bet you that's what it is.
Okay, well, Twerk, please
Biden,
help us out. No.
Biden got.
Mm-mm. Get somebody
pill.
Else to say it.
It's a workout pill. Watch.
Let's see. We're going to see.
The word is...
Go ahead. Put your mouth on the mic.
Ambidextrous, y'all.
Oh, it was ambidextrous.
And it means you could just use your right and your left hand. You know
what I mean? So close. You were pretty close.
I mean, if you kind of think about it. If you think about what I just said.
Okay, I want to
Biden.
Think. Biden.
And all these
no,
people out here
dying. No, you
said
detox pill. Stop it.
Yeah. How you make them? Hands.
What?
Who knows anything?
Okay.
This is probably the worst first one I probably got wrong.
No, you've definitely got worse ones. But this one was pretty fucking bad.
All right.
Bully and the Beast podcast. Yo. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And we'll be back next week. What are you doing? You have on a white t-shirt. I'm sick of this. Just stop doing it. I wish you would have zipped your dread in your hoodie. And couldn't get it back down. Okay, we're out of here. Bye.
Peace.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.